Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Twins Hall of Famer is here. Great left fielder for the Twins, world champion, longtime radio voice of the Twins is here. Dan on the home of the Twins, WCC Radio. Like all guests, he is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Okay, sir, you got a ball game, then the ball game is rained out, so your plans are altered. What is on the agenda today for Dan Gledd?
Well, it is raining pretty good down here. The game is canceled kind of early. This is the time of the spring training that the truck leaves Saturday, Sunday, back home, so it's a great day to pack my stuff up, golf clubs,
okay,
things like that, all my clothes. I am, having done this so long, you pack for the next road trip. We leave here, Kansas City, Milwaukee, so I got a suitcase. There's my road trip luggage, everything else boxed up and heading back up to the Twin Cities.
What kind of packer is Dan Gledd?
The best. I don't care if y'all pack in a car, pack in a cooler. I'm a pretty good packer. I'm pretty organized.
Really? I would not have guessed that. I would have guessed you more, okay, let's just go. Let's throw the stuff in there, and let's just move on.
No. You know what? There's some guys out there, and I won't mention any names, that they don't
pack.
Wives pack for them.
Oh, who do we got?
So when they're on the road, and you're going, are you kidding me? You're wearing that? I go, did you pack that? And he goes, well, and then no, you know, I don't pack. My wife packs. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. Come on.
I couldn't do that, right?
You're an adult. Come on, you're an adult.
Yeah. I know what I want to wear.
Let's talk a little broadcast, and then we'll get to the ball club. Will you still be needling and playing practical jokes on your former partner, Mr. Provis, now that he's switching over to TV?
I think he's going to be a little bit easier of a target because he's going to be in the booth next to me, and he won't know really where it came from or when it was planted. So I think he might be a little bit easier of a target, but yes. You know, but then again, don't forget I got fresh meat in Chris Atterbury.
Yes. I mean, you work with Chris. You've worked with Chris for a long time already. But now he's in there on a regular basis. So some of your old tricks are new tricks.
Yeah, but when you get new clients like that, you come up with some new stuff. So, and
yeah,
Chris handles it probably a little bit different than Corey would. You know, Corey would never admit that you got him, even though it was obvious and everybody was watching. We got it on video. But he would never admit, no, I don't remember that. That never happened. So
I'm told that Corey, Yeah, I'm told that Corey's told the radio folks, I'm now on TV, don't look me in the eye anymore. Can you confirm that?
Say that again now?
Now that Corey has switched over to TV, that he has told you guys on radio, I'm a big deal now, don't look me in the eye. Is that? Can you confirm or deny that?
I would not confirm it, and I would not deny it. I have not not heard any of that. I don't know what source you're getting that from.
Yeah,
but it's not from me.
Yeah, it's a made up one. I'm just kidding. I know you.
But he is a big deal.
Yeah, he's outstanding. He's outstanding. Yeah. What he does, just like you. Okay, last thing on broadcasting before we switch club. How many games are you now gonna pass on? You've been doing this for a long, long time. I saw the item a couple months ago where some guys are going to fill in. How many games are you going to call now, and why did you feel like this was a year to pull back a little bit?
Well, this is my from some people I talked to, this is my 25th year. I'm doing 100 games, which is perfect because I got to do all home games. So there's 81 home games. I get to do 3 road trips or 19 road games, and I get to go to California twice. So I can visit my family out there. And other than Kansas City, Milwaukee to open the season, I don't go on the road till June. So those road trips, you know, that, you know, 2 a.m. rolling into a hotel and getting up at 9 to go to the ballpark, things like that, you know, I'm not going to miss that.
No. You've been doing it for 40 years, right?
Been doing radio for 25, been traveling, baseball player for 10, minor league for 6.
That's a long time. That is
keeps
a long
you young,
time.
Though.
Enjoy. Yeah, 100 games is still plenty of games, right? You're still going to be right in the middle of it, including if there are playoff games. Yeah. The great Dan Gladden is with us. It's a 42 past the hour 12. Okay, Byron Buxton, when he's out there, he changes this team. He wasn't out there at all last year. He's saying all the right things. What is your feeling about Byron? And then also, if Byron's not available, how much will this team miss Michael A. Taylor? Because I thought he played a huge role, Danny, on last year's team.
Absolutely. Michael A. Taylor was, you know, there wasn't, I don't think, a game where anybody would have said, boy, Buxton would have had that one, or boy, we miss Byron. Michael A. Taylor was Gold Glove caliber out there. We didn't miss a beat with him defensively. You know, with Byron out there this year and healthy, and I think that they can monitor him. And, you know, you got the DH where he can DH, play some outfield. You've got other good players that go out there and play center field. But I don't want I want the listeners and the fans to know that this team isn't about Byron Buxton. You know, there's so many marquee players on this club that it's more than just Byron Buxton. You know, you're talking about the up and coming Royce Lewis at third base. You know, he's in that Kirby Puckett mold a little bit with his smile, with his energy, with his, you know, just the way he handles the media and things like that. And comes to the ballpark. You've got Julian at second base, you know, a French Canadian. That is kind of a unique individual. And then, of course, you got Santana Kirloff over there at first base. So it's, you know, it's not about, you know, Byron Buxton as to the face of the franchise, I don't think. I think that you've got so many great players on this club.
Tell me something that has surprised you about this spring training so far.
The way they've been running it. I go to the ballpark and watch them run drills that we used to run. That we used to, you know, that we used to run the bases. In the past, you know, the players wouldn't run the bases. They bring guys over from the minor leagues to play defensive positions, and they run situational baseball where they have Buxton, they have Kepler, they have players and Royce Lewis and running the bases. And it's practice game speed and, you know, hitting the cutoff man, but also taking the extra base, going from first to third, tagging up, They're doing those things that are going to be in-game situations. So I think that that has been kind of one of the bigger surprises in spring training, the bunt plays that they're running, the stealing bases. I think if the pendulum is coming back, I think that there's going to be more than just the launch angle and hit the home runs and the juice baseball.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dan Gladness here. We'll keep Danny for a couple more minutes. Twins were scheduled to play today. Rained out. That's why we're on the air. The Twins season begins next Thursday, about 3:07 first pitch in Kansas City against the Royals. The Twins, of course, the American League Central defending champions. You'll hear all the regular season, and if there are playoff games, right here on WCCO Radio. Like Byron, he's not the only person. But let's get to the pitching staff and Sonny Gray. There's more than Sonny. I get that. But Sonny really stepped up in his years here. Do you have a feel yet for how much they're going to miss Gray, and how much of picking up for Gray is on the starters versus a bullpen, which looks to be very, very good, especially if Duran is not out too long?
Yeah, I think if you want to start in the bullpen, I think Duran is going to be missed. But you know what, though? You've got a guy named Griffin Jacks that is going to be able to be as good, if not already. So he may slide into that role. You've got the Jay Jackson that we picked up. You've got other guys in Stewart that can really, get it up there. So I think until Duran comes back, everybody else is going to slide up a little bit. One thing the Twins have done, they've never earmarked somebody as their closer, because I think that they like to be able to, if the eighth inning, they're coming through the heart of the order, I think Duran then would take the eighth inning or your closer. And then the ninth inning, you'd be facing hitters right. 6, 7, and 8. So it's not a defined role as to a closer. And I think that's one thing the Twins do well in being able to manage the ball game. Sonny Gray took the ball, went out there, 32, maybe 33 starts. He only won 8 games. And I think it goes to show you that wins maybe with a pitcher aren't that important anymore, because of his 32 starts, I think the Twins were in 26 of those games. And had the opportunity, if not to win those games, if not did win them, but he just didn't get the credit for the win. So Sonny Gray is going to be missed, but it's going to be, you got Louis Varland. There's another great story. This kid here is going to be good. He's already good. He's got the mentality for it. We got Paddock, the sheriff, that we didn't see last year other than the end of the season and the playoffs. He's going to, he's a marquee-type starter. So I think with Sonny Gray being gone, I think you've got other guys that are stepping in. Joe Ryan, Bailey Ober, those guys another year under their belt. They're getting to that level.
Brooks Lee, when you watch him and at the plate and in the field, do you think he could play in the majors right away?
I think his bat plays. I haven't seen enough of him on a regular basis to fill in my scouting report. But, you know, he's a premier shortstop, but at the same time, you got Carlos Correa for the next 4 years. Sorry. He may have to go play some other positions if he's going to get in the big leagues, but his bat will play. He's a smart player. So I do look for him to be in the big leagues at some point this year.
Always appreciate it, sir. Let's do it more often. We'll see you out at the ballpark. Travel safe, and look forward to hearing you and Chris next Thursday when the season begins.
All right. Always enjoy talking baseball with you.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right.
The Dazzle Man, Dan Gladden, always entertaining as always. Dave, did you expect Dan to say he's an elite Packer?
I would not have guessed elite Packer.
No.
That's a very high standard he's giving himself. I was kind of along your lines thinking he just kind of grabs everything, shoves it in there, and hopes he can zip that thing closed.
Yeah. I mean, he whenever I see him, I like how he's dressed, but it's more casual, right?
Yes.
It's not like he's out there with the sport coat and anything like that. But, yeah, he called himself a tremendous Packer. Tremendous.
I wonder if he would have called himself that during his playing days, because maybe he's just grown.
Yes. That's a long time traveling, too.
Oh, man.
25 radio, 10 in the big leagues, 6 in the minors, 41 years. 100 games is still plenty. The folks are mad at you. They want the app to be working. Okay, are we working on that app?
I've got my tack hammer out. We're just going to hit it a few times.
Okay. Well, apparently the app's like playing Twin stuff and not us. If you're listening on the app, let me know. I guess we're getting texts on that. And I hope not. Because, you know, who believes in this app more than me? Maybe not. 651-461-9226. The home of the Twins. CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.